Kate Moss has made her highly anticipated appearance at the Johnny Depp Amber Heard libel trial in the United States. The British supermodel appeared via video link from the UK. Sean Mandel is an LA-based entertainment reporter who has been following proceedings, and he joins me on the line. Sean, you're very welcome. Thank you for joining us again on the programme. So all eyes were on the courtroom in Virginia again, and Kate Moss, when she began to give her evidence, we were all watching. But can you explain why she was called to testify?
Yes, so Kate Moss was called to testify because of something that Amber Heard directly mentioned in her own testimony during this trial on May 5th, actually, about an incident where her and her sister, Whitney Enriquez, were in Johnny Depp's penthouse, and there was a fight ensuing, a verbal fight that looked like it could get physical, and Amber's sister, Whitney, had her back to a flight of stairs. Now, when recounting this incident, this is when Amber says that she hit Johnny Depp. She admits that she did hit Johnny Depp in this instance, but she says that she was doing it out of protection for her sister because she thought Kate Moss stares. Those were words that she used in her testimony, and that all had to do with a rumor that Johnny Depp had thrown or pushed Kate Moss down a flight of stairs when the two dated between 1994 and 1998. Because Amber mentioned Kate Moss directly by name in her testimony, that opened the door for Johnny Depp's team to call Kate Moss as a witness to rebut those allegations, basically.
And that happened. And that's pretty much all she was there to do, all Kate Moss was there to do, to rebut the rumor. And Amber Heard's team decided not to cross-examine her. Is that right?
That's correct, yes. And which was surprising because that's not something that we've seen from them, their reticence to cross-examine anyone, which could be read as an admission that that was a tactical error by their client to mention Kate Moss by name in her own testimony.
I remember watching Amber Heard when she mentioned Kate Moss's name. We saw the camera cut to the Depp legal team, and they were high-fiving each other when that name came up.
Yes, they were very excited about it because they weren't going to be able to bring Kate Moss into this trial because there was no real relevancy is what the court had ruled. Depp's team wanted her brought in as a character witness, saying this is someone that Johnny Depp dated for 4 years. They are still quite close from what we can tell. And the fact that she would be willing to vouch for his character and say he never behaved any sort of way that was violent or abusive with me, especially given that his another former paramour of his, Ellen Barkin, was on the stand for Amber Heard, actually, in saying that Johnny Depp witnessed have severe issues with substance abuse. So they were very much excited that they would get someone who is a former girlfriend of Johnny Depp, who it would give a positive experience, a positive story about having been with him. Because in fact, the story that Kate Moss said on the stand today was not only that didn't happen, the story that Amber Heard had mentioned that he had thrown her down the stairs, but rather, in fact, it was the opposite. In that he was caring, she fell down a flight of stairs. He was not in the room. It had rained, and she had slipped. And then she called for Johnny. Johnny came in, according to her, and rushed in and got her medical attention. So it was something they were very happy to have in the trial.
Sean, her appearance on the stand served to remind us of the relationship between those two in the 90s, Kate Moss and Johnny Depp. It was controversial. It was tempestuous. It was on again. It was off again. And there were trashed hotel rooms. I mean, they were a big news story at that time.
Oh, absolutely. And the trashed hotel room is a very interesting and I think an important point here and germane to what this story is, because there was an initial charge brought against Johnny Depp it happened in New York City, I believe in 1994. It was during their 4-year relationship, and he was, you know, he was arrested for destroying or vandalizing that hotel room. However, there were no, when cops arrived on the scene, they did not see any evidence that Mr. Depp had been in any way physically abusive towards towards Ms. Moss, that she had no sign of any injuries. But yes, tempestuous, I think, is a very accurate word. And, you know, certainly Depp has been extensively reported throughout this trial to have been, you know, under the influence of substances during that period. And in fact, had, you know, reports at that time as well from the police in that matter, in that particular hotel incident, reported as well that there were substances involved.
Now, Johnny Depp was back on the stand later in the day once the Kate Moss situation was over. He was back and he was asked what it was like listening to Amber Heard's testimony about their relationship. Now, explain to us why, Sean, he was back on the stand and then what he had to say.
So he was back on the stand because he was a rebuttal witness. After both sides were able to present their cases, each side then has a chance to present rebuttal witnesses. Now, Johnny Depp will be expected to finish his rebuttal witnesses tomorrow, and then Amber Heard will start hers, although it's notable that because of timing issues, she'll only have about an hour and a half to present any rebuttal witnesses. But getting to the point of what Johnny Depp said is that he really said that he wanted to get the truth out, and that is what he feels that he has done. He really wanted to have the chance to say his piece, which I think is what a lot of people suspected, that it was maybe more, and certainly I'll be honest with you, it's what I suspected, that it was more about that than it was actually winning this legal case, because the technicalities of him winning this are not so black and white, and are very complicated. So it's not by any means a slam dunk that he's going to win or Amber is going to win. However, what he has done is told his side of the story, as you said, and I think that's been effective. But he also specifically rebutted the accusations that Heard said in her testimony, saying that he has never in his life committed sexual battery, because of course that was a new revelation that came forward in Heard's testimony, saying that accusing Depp of assaulting her with a alcohol bottle, sexually speaking. So, and also just said that what she said was monstrous, and what he had been accused of was just so grotesque, was a word he had used at one point in refuting some of the accusations against him, and that he felt he needed to, again, get back on the stand and address that.
So, Sean, we have closing arguments coming now on the final day at the end of this week. Will you just run us through what we're going to hear before we get to that point?
Yes. So we have Johnny Depp's team has the rest of their rebuttal witnesses, which will be happening Thursday. They have about 8 hours left that they can use their time for. I don't think, from what I've been able to surmise, that they'll be using anywhere near all of that time. They might, though. There are things that are developing, last minute. Witnesses that came to testify today were called last night. One witness in particular, we didn't know if they were going to testify, be allowed to testify today. They did, so a little bit up in the air, but essentially his side will finish their rebuttal witnesses. Heard's team will have, as I mentioned, a little over an hour and a half or so to do their rebuttal witnesses. Then we'll hear closing arguments, and then it goes to the jury, and how long that takes is anyone's guess.
All right, well, that's the bit we will be waiting to hear the verdict with bated breath over the course of the weekend and into Monday, no doubt. Thank you very much, Sean, as always, for joining us on the programme. That's Sean Mandel in LA.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.